when you settled in Cambridge and you were teaching art, did you carry on doing your own art here?
God, no, I didn't. I was far too busy looking after the family, shopping, cooking, and occasionally cleaning, but doing my work, because I remember the French teacher saying severely to me, and how can you possibly look after a family and do a full-time job? Well, I was put down a peg or two then. I thought, well, you do it because you've got to roll up your sleeves and get on with it. Well, I didn't have a house as tidy as other people, or polished and cleaned and whatever, and they didn't have special meals every night. They had what we managed. This house is still absolutely original. We've got all the up and down windows and the coloured and cathedral glass round the edges of the front downstairs windows and upstairs. Two little coloured bits of glass. That's original. That staircase is totally original. That panelling is original. The roof had to be changed, I don't know why, because we put insulation in. In those days it was different. It was all little pebbly things that you put in, and that's why this ceiling's different. But the kitchen, that hasn't been touched or changed. The people before us, that was in 1960, turned the kitchen cupboard into a bathroom, so that was an extension, and there was an outside loo here. So you can get to the loo. There's no bathroom upstairs. You get to the loo either through the back door, into the side door, or you go through the bathroom, go round. And after that, the person who lived here originally, he was a builder, and he built this house and the ones that way. You can see the bricks are the same to the right. And the bricks that way, they're different shape, different sized houses. They've got smaller ceilings and they're a little bit prettier. They've got a feature over the staircase. You come into the front door and there's a beautiful curved archway, and then you go up the stairs. This one had an enormous shed at the back. He was a builder and he had two trades. One was a coffin maker, and that was the carpenter's shop. No, the carpenter's shop was at the end of the garden. This was the coffin maker's. When we came here, there were still two big elm coffin boards. So that was in 1960. And he built quite a few things around here. But yes, he built the house, but the first person who lived in it was a lady, and she planted the pear tree at the end of the garden. That was in 1906 the house was built. Now, when she died, I think he moved in with his wife, and he owned the land opposite right down to Mowbray Road, because he built another couple of houses there, and he had beehives, and he didn't know that his wife was allergic to bee stings. I don't know how long they lived here, but they had children. But one day she was stung by a bee, and sadly she died. So, and when we came here, there were all the frames of the beehives hanging in this shed at the end of the garden, because he'd stopped doing building, but he had retired, and he'd looked after his bees in the garden. But all the frames were still there with the wax on and everything. Sad that she died, very sad. And then a relative of theirs came to live here, and they had two children. They wouldn't sell it. They said, she said fiercely, there was a lot of people who came and just looked down. She said, I hated every month, but I liked you. I liked you, because she polished the copper round the taps. She'd polished them and it looked beautiful. And I just said, how lovely to see wonderful copper shining. I don't know. She was appreciative of my appreciation, because she was a very house-proud lady. But other people had just sort of dismissed that and said, well, what about the fireplace? Does it draw well? And things like that. I didn't care what the fire drew like. It worked, because John was so damn clever with his hands, he'd make anything work, you know.